Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoy this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback in your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research, which has found that signs of life could be detectable in single ice grains that are emitted from extraterrestrial moons. Riven with cracks, fissures, serpentine, vent gaseous plumes that reach beyond the stars, grains of frozen brine beneath that pitiless crust, oceans churn in depths no light perceives, where harsh unearthly cauldrons spew forth their frozen code. Our robots scan each icy fleck, whittling truth from vacant black, celestial jetsam, cosmic seed, bearing strange fruit for new nativity across the worlds that rift and read. This poem is inspired by recent research published in the journal Science Advances, which has advanced our understanding of icy moons like Enceladus and Europa, revealing potential for detecting extraterrestrial life through the analysis of ejected ice grains containing organic material. The icy moons of our solar system, such as Enceladus, the sixth largest moon of Saturn, and potentially Europa, the fourth largest moon of Jupiter, are fascinating celestial bodies that captivate the imagination. These moons eject material from their hidden oceans into space through spectacular plumes of ice grains and gas. This phenomenon offers a unique window into the subsurface oceans believed to exist beneath their icy exteriors, making these moons key interest points for astrobiology, the study of life's potential beyond Earth. Observations have revealed that while there is a vast diversity in the composition of the ice grains ejected, a relatively small fraction contains high concentrations of organic material, hinting at the complex chemistry that could underpin extraterrestrial life. Recent research has taken a significant leap forward in our quest to understand these distant worlds, by simulating the mass spectra of ice grains that might contain minuscule amounts of bacterial cells. Scientists have mimicked what advanced instruments on future space missions, such as NASA's upcoming Europa Clipper mission, might encounter when flying by these moons at incredible speeds. These simulations have shown that the specific signals indicative of bacterial life can indeed be detected, even in ice grains carrying less than a single cell. This breakthrough highlights the potential of analysing individual ice grains directly, offering a clearer, more detailed insight into the extraterrestrial organic matter present in the plumes compared to analysing bulk samples. Such findings not only underscore the importance of future missions in the search for life beyond our planet, but also illuminate the path forward in the study of our solar system's most intriguing enigmas. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. Riven with cracks, fissures serpentine, vent gaseous plumes that reach beyond the stars, grains of frozen brine beneath that pitiless crust, oceans churn in depths no light perceives, where harsh, unearthly cauldrons spew forth their frozen code. Our robots scan each icy fleck, whittling truth from vacant black, celestial jetsam, cosmic seed, bearing strange fruit for new nativity across the worlds that rift and read. In this section of the podcast, I'd like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading 10 Moons by Sasha Dugdale. Sasha Dugdale, born in Sussex, England in 1974, is a British poet, playwright and translator. Dugdale's poetry collections such as Joy, published in 2017, and Deformations, published in 2020, showcase her talent for weaving compelling narratives with a subtle style. She's received accolades like the SOA Cholmondeley Award and the 2016 Forward Prize for Best Single Poem. Additionally, Dugdale has translated key Russian works and served as editor of Modern Poetry and Translation from 2012 to 2017. And from 2015 to 2021, she directed the biennial Winchester Poetry Festival. 10 Moons by Sasha Dugdale. And then came the 10 moons, full in the sun's glare and the seraphim, and it was light, all light in the orchards and on the plains and even in the towns, and mankind rejoiced because it was now the case that the wrecking and equivocating could carry on, the pale night long. Mankind rejoiced and went forth to those places. 12 hours of light had not made it worth the while to despoil and gambled collectively on the cliff tops, and regarded the night broiling of the sea, heretofore forbidden, but now opened in festival. Half the world's time unpeeled and exposed, so fruit might ripen faster and trees flourish higher, and forced photosynthesis green all the land. Then night ramblers, night sun worshippers, night motorists fanned out and made the most of spectral light, which bleached out stars and even the cosy old moon herself, who had once held a sickle broadside to the sun and now was a hollow daytime shadow. Only a few old believers slept hand in hand, shoulder to breast, as if their lives depended on it, knowing yet that the morning would bring nothing, because the day knew no beginning and had no end. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoetry.podbean.com. That's scipoetry.podbean.com, where you can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.